This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. American dairy groups are calling on the U.S. government to implement retaliatory tariffs on Canada over its dairy policies. The groups say our northern neighbor refuses to meet its signed treaty obligations under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement concerning dairy market access. National Milk Producers Federation's Senior Vice President for Trade Policy, Shauna Morris, says the latest revisions to Canada's tariff rate quota proposal doesn't actually change much.
Canada's saying that's all it needs to do, and it should call it a day here. We certainly are of a much different view. We've been saying all along this is not enough, and that's why we've now called on the U.S. government to move forward with enforcement steps further, and that would mean levying retaliatory tariffs if Canada continues to refuse to comply.
Although U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is hoping it won't have to go that far, he's already spoken to Canada ag leaders and hopes for a change of tune.
But the retaliatory tariff process isn't a switch you flip and they're in place overnight. It takes a while to get this going in the U.S. What we're saying is we need to start that process. We fully agree with the secretary that we need to keep talking to Canada, but these things can happen in parallel with each other. And in the meantime, we should be moving forward so that we're prepared to levy those retaliatory tariffs.
More from Shauna Morris next time on California Ag Today. Produced by the Ag Information Network, I'm Corinne LaRue.